Now, you're welcome, Max. So OTB Sports is back for another series of in-depth chats with some of the biggest names in Premier League history. We'll have behind-the-scenes access. We'll be talking to some of the legendary names from the biggest clubs and meeting some of the critical people behind the scenes as well. And it's all in association with Cadbury FC, official global partner of Liverpool Football Club. And you can check out cadburyfc.com for updates on promotions and giveaways. Now, we have just done a brilliant interview with Robbie Fowler. I would urge you all to check it out. Talked about a whole range of things. Really honest, really thoughtful on his career and hopefully his management career going forward. This is the part of the chat where we ask our guests to pick their dream five-a-side team. And Robbie Fowler has done that for us. So, how much thought did you give this? How much time did you put into this five-a-side team?
Probably about 2 minutes, Joe, in all fairness.
Okay, we wanted honesty.
But it was a good 2 minutes. It's funny, actually, because when you get asked like many questions about your favourite 11, your favourite five-a-side, your favourite player you played with, played against. And I'm looking after my mates here. You know, I think my mates are great players as well. So I understand what they're all about. I know how they play. I've seen them in five-a-side, so I know how good they are. And I'd be confident of us challenging for a major trophy with this team.
Goalkeeper catches the eye. I think this is a really interesting choice. Tony Warner, who was at Liverpool for 5 years, 1994 to 1999, and never got to play Premier League game. 120 appearances on the bench. So why Tony Warner? Somebody like this probably underestimated by those of us outside the camp and probably important player in the camp.
Well, I think you'll get a sense of where I'm going when you see the other players, Joe, but I think I'll tell you what. I am going for a Scouse five-a-side. So okay. He never played Liverpool, but I see him under David James' tuition quite a lot, and you know he was a great player. And his nickname was Tony Bonus. We called him Tony Bonus, so it was Tony Warner. But he was Bonus. He had a brand new car, and you know his number plate was Bonus. Now, we call them Bonus because he was on the bench all the time, you know, collecting his bonus. And there was one particular game where we got to, I think it was a League Cup final. And I think we were getting a bigger bonus, shall I say. I think maybe 5 or 10 grand. And Tony Bonus, he went out and he'd spent all his money on a new car with the new number plate. And then maybe about 3 or 4 days before the cup final, Roy Evans went out and bought another keeper on loan to put on the bench. So he'd spent all his money, this bonus that he hadn't even got on this card and his number plate. So, but as a lad, I love him to bits. He's a great lad. He's a great keeper. He's a big keeper. And if he's in five-a-side goals, there's not a lot of people going to score a goal past him. But he's obviously such a good keeper as well.
Yeah. I'm sure you were very sympathetic when Roy Evans bought the other subkeeper and he didn't get his bonus. I'm sure the dressing room.
No, he was in the dressing room. He was a talk of the dressing room for the full season, I think, after that. And I think he'd got more than enough in terms of bonus wages from, you know, all his appearances on the bench.
Yeah. Well, Tony Warner, you are in. You're the goalkeeper in this five-a-side team. So, defender.
Well, defender again is someone who played with for years and talks quite a lot, maybe too much at times or in the game. But you know, he has that dedication, that desire to, you know, to compete with the best. And it's Jamie Carragher, great lad. And you know, if you want anyone to run through a brick wall for you, then it's Carra. He's you know, he was a great player. He probably wasn't the unbelievable high echelons of the greatest players in the Premier League, but what he had was an incredible desire to be better than anyone else. And he's 800 appearances or over 800 appearances for Liverpool. That tells you the type of player he was. So regardless of what people think of Carra, you know, he's great or he's not so great, 800 games for Liverpool, that tells you that he's one of the greats. And he's going to be in my five-a-side team because he's going to be talking a lot and he's going to be throwing his bodies in front of everyone and everything as well.
Yeah, incredibly determined. Like the image of the 05 Champions League final comes to mind. He did an interview recently with Gary Neville on The Overlap and he was saying that, you know, numerous times Liverpool would buy other defenders and he might be in a bit of danger. And he said he knew day after day after day after day after day in training whoever was brought in couldn't work as hard as him, wouldn't want it as much as him, and in the end would just be like, oh, sod this. And Carragher knew he was going to outwork whoever came in, which is an amazing quality.
Well, I mean, it's brilliant, and it's such a good attitude to have in it. It's you know, every single day he went there, and I don't think he was interested about in terms of how his training was. You know, okay, he had that incredible attitude that I've said, but his attitude was, as long as I have more desire and a better attitude than those players who've come in, then, you know, I'll play. And it worked, and, you know, he's absolutely, you know, phenomenal Liverpool career because of it.
Who's the better pundit, Carragher or Neville?
The both of them are brilliant, to be fair. I mean, I'll go for Carra because he's a Liverpool lad. He's a scouser because this is where the team is. And obviously, Gary, but to be fair, Gary Neville, he's excellent as well. I mean, you follow him on social media at times. He's probably got a little bit too much to say in other things apart from football. But I'll let it slide because he's such a good pundit with a carrot.
Yeah, no, it was a trick question. They're amazing. They're kind of unmissable TV. So we've Tony Warner, we've Carragher. Give us your two midfielders then. Who do you want to talk about first here?
Oh God, I think the arguably one of the greatest ever Liverpool players. You know, obviously, when you think of the great players, you always mention King Kenny. And this fella gets a mention now. Well, not now, but as always has since he's been playing. And it's Steven Gerrard. What a player. You know, could do anything. You know, anything asked. I mean, he could run the length of the pitch. He had, you know, an unbelievable right foot as well. That probably doesn't get the, you know, the accolades that it should do. You know, he could score free kicks. He had, you know, tap-ins. He had every type of goal, every type of important goal as well. You know, scored in all the major finals. So, you know, not only did he score important goals and score goals, but he was also an incredible player as well. So you knew what you were getting with Steven. Such a good lad as well. You know, at times he's very, very straight laced when he does interviews now, and, you know, he was as a player, but in the dressing room he was brilliant as well. So not only was he you know, a great lad on that pitch and you know, led by example, but he was also a great lad in the dressing room as well. You know, that's what I loved about him as well. The fact is that he had a little bit of everything.
Yeah, phenomenon, absolute phenomenon. He must have been a sight to behold, even in training. So, as you said, he could do everything. Like, such a powerful runner, even. Like, I'd say over 200 metres, you're just not beating him at most of the time, knowing it.
Yeah, I think he was probably one of the quickest at the club as well. Now, he had these incredibly long legs that, you know, someone looked as though he was going to be past him, and then all of a sudden, these big legs came out and took the ball, and, you know, all of a sudden, we're attacking. But you knew what type of player he was. He came in as a young kid, and like smashing the likes of Paul Ince and, you know players like that in training session. You think, wow, you know, he's got respect for his elders and the senior players, but that respect will go out of the window when he's trying to, you know, to do what he's trying to do. But what a player! What a player! What a lad! Love him to bits. He's and you know, well, I'm not sure whether it's probably right saying this because I know there's a lot of Celtic fans over there, but it's great that he's doing well for Rangers as well because he's on the makings of being one of the great managers as well.
Yeah, if he ever does get the Liverpool job in years to come, that'll be some moment.
Well, I think I've just spoke highly of him there, so that'll that'll help my cause as well.
Okay, so we have Tony Warner, we have Carragher, we have Gerrard. Your other midfielder, no surprises.
Steve McManaman. Steve McManaman, I mean, I've mentioned before about the two greatest players, you know, in Liverpool's history. You talk about King Kenny and obviously Stevie G. But this player was probably the best player. Stevie Mac was probably the best player I ever played with. You know, we had such a good rapport on the pitch, you know, really good mates. Unbelievably talented in running the length of the pitch. And in unbelievably controlling of football. Used to love watching him play. You know, I love players who get you on the edge of the seat. Stevie Mac was one of them players. Went on to have an unbelievable career as well. You know, playing abroad, one of the most successful Brits to have played abroad. But what I used to love about him, the fact is that when he scored, he was like dead blasé and, you know, it just doesn't matter. But when I scored or anyone else scored, the delight in his face was unbelievable, and I loved that about him. And that's Macca to a T. You know, he again, he's his team ethic and his team remit, if you like, is you know, it's not about me as an individual. You know, I want to do as all I can for the team, and Macca symbolises everything that you need to be in that moment.
I won't lie, I spent a lot of the days in advance of talking to you watching all your goals back on YouTube. There are definitely a lot of moments where he gets the ball on the half turn somewhere around midfield and starts running out of defence, and you come alive. Like, you know it's on, and you could, and he knew, and you knew, and you could see that telepathic relationship. It was thrilling, I'm sure, for fans there.
Well, relationships are massively important in football. They are, and I mean, I had such a good relationship with him. I mean, I he's a little bit older than me, Macca. He played for Liverpool schoolboys under 14s. I was under 11s, but that was my first sort of my first cure, if you like, to meeting him and seeing him play. So I knew what a good player he was from like when I was 11. Okay, we weren't massive mates. Don't get me wrong, we're not massive mates until we played in the same Liverpool team, but. You know, I loved his career. You know, I think he played at the time. It was I don't think anyone had ever done it. He played for England under 21s before he actually made a first team appearance for Liverpool. And not many people had done that at that particular time. So, you know, you knew what a player he was and what a standout player he was, what a standout individual. And the fact is that he went to Real Madrid, one of the greatest clubs in the world, and never looked out of place. And you know what? I love him as a lad as well. So he's that's my team. So you've got your Tony Warner, good scouser, Cara, Stephen, and well, the two Stephen, Stevie G and Steve McManaman, all great players.
Yeah. Now, we've done this with various people across this series, and we've been very clear with them. You don't pick yourself. It's we want to get a sense of who you really rate.
Yeah.
So you knew this. You knew this.
Well, you know what, Joe? Yes, I did. I did know that. But I'm thinking, and you might put me in my place here, but I'm trying to think of good Scouse players who I've played with who can score goals. And don't get me wrong, I have played with them, but they're not playing ahead of me. Not a chance. Not a chance. So I've just told you the team that I want to win every honour, right? I want to win everything. And you got Stephen Gerrard, you got Jamie Carragher, you got Steve McManaman, got the keeper who people will find it tough. And I'm a believer, if you've got that team and me as a striker in front of them, I'm going to score goals and we're going to win games and we're going to win trophies. So there's no chance. I know what you're saying and I take that on board, but when I was thinking of the team and the Scouse team I wanted, I've got to be in it. I've got to be in it, Joe.
I'm not arguing.
I wanted to be in it because I'll help us win something, right?
So reluctantly and with humility, I'm picking myself, says Robbie Fowler. You're in.
Yeah. And you know what I'd do? I'd play me all the time as well.
No kidding. Listen, we've taken up so much of your day. It's been so enjoyable, though. Really enjoyed it. And best of luck with the management career and beyond. Robbie Fowler, thank you.
Pleasure, mate. Thanks very much.
Cheers. That was the great Robbie Fowler with us. All with thanks to Cadbury, official global partner of Liverpool Football Club. And you can check out cadburyfc.com for updates on promotions and giveaways. Robbie Fowler there.